Good morning. Welcome to worship on this last Sunday of July 2025, a nice, sunny, hot, steamy Sunday, summer Sunday. But this is Iowa, so we know that this is what happens at this time of the year, this season of the year. Good news announcements you wish to share this morning? Wow. Yep, Jenny is back. It's good, Sam. Good to see her. So looks like I know she's feeling better from the last time I saw her, but doing well. So some adjustments with the, I don't think it's a cast on her foot. It's more like a wrap, but a splint? Okay. Yeah, so she's working with the physical therapy folks to figure out how to navigate with that little impediment for the time being. Others, Larry. That's good. No emergency room visits or anything, and everybody's still alive. So, a good approach. Yeah. So they might ask you back. Oh, sure. Yep. Yeah. You got to know what to. You got to know the little tricks. No, I don't think Phil does either. Others? Chris? Yeah. Patu graduated and she passed her tests, so she's all set to go. That's great news. Congratulations. We're so happy for you. Others? Pam and I took our snow cone machine to Algona Manor on Wednesday afternoon, and that was a hit. And so we had a good time with that. And we've got one more party in the park a week from Wednesday. Is the last party in the park for the summer. So we'll be back with those things too. Flowers. Helen brought flowers. Again, thank you so much for that. They're beautiful. One of the things I celebrate this summer, and yeah, we've had a lot of rain, but the geraniums out there have not had to be watered with a hose. I think I've done it once this summer. It just keeps coming. So that's always nice. Not a big job, but we can celebrate that. Alicia is back with us. That's good news. Good to see her back as she helps us in worship, leads worship this morning. Always appreciated. Others? I didn't know, didn't even think about it until earlier this week. I was going through shelves in my office, and I've got several things in frames, not on the wall, but I just set them on the shelves, and I happened to see my ordination certificate. 23 years ago tomorrow, I was ordained into the United Church of Christ in ministry. I remember it well. It was at Zion United Church of Christ in Hubbard. It was hot, just like today, and no air conditioning. We have pictures of that. I don't know where they are. I've run across it several times after the service and down for a time of fellowship in the fellowship hall. And I look like a drowned rat. Everybody looked like that, not just me. But it doesn't seem possible. It seems like yesterday. We'll celebrate that briefly. Just say, oh, thank you, God. Others? Well, I call your attention to the announcements on the back of your bulletin. It's going to be a fairly quiet week. Don't forget the August-September newsletter deadline is Wednesday. Some things have come in on email already. If you have something you'd like in there, please let Pam know. Email it to her. Friday morning, I am doing Care Center worship services at Homestead and Good Sam and Algona Manor. Announcement that is not on in your bulletin, but the flyer is up on the bulletin board in, as you come in the sanctuary doors. United Methodist Church, a pork and sweet corn supper is August 5th. So that would be a week from Tuesday. And that's from 4:30 to 6:30, carryouts, eat-in. They've done this for years and years, so we know the drill. But keep that in mind as next week approaches. Marilyn Deal has a birthday on Friday, so wish Marilyn a happy birthday if you see her, or drop her a card, or give her a call as she celebrates another year. Anything else? Well, then those who are able, please stand for the call to worship. It is in this place of holiness that we can come with our fears, our doubts, all the questions of our hearts. We come to this place to hear the words of peace, of hope, of joy God speaks to us. It is in this place of discovery that we can come searching. We come to this place to find the one who has been looking for us. It is in this place of openness that we can come knocking. We come to this place to be embraced by the one whose heart is never locked. Let's turn to page 138 for our opening song. Let's join together in our opening prayer. One who is holy, make us like new. Show us your way. Teach us to pray with our hearts and our hands. Give us the word today that we need to know you. Give us hope today to be a beacon in a world full of lost and confused. Give us joy today to make your name known. Give us peace today to respond with courage, fortitude, and conviction. Give us love today to love as you have loved us. Amen. The red bag is kind of rattly this morning. There are three things in here. They're not breakable, they're squeezable to a degree. Sky says He'll take a chance. Container. Container, spoon. Like a knife?
Yeah, butter knife.
Butter knife? Okay. Anybody else? Come on, don't let Sky have all the fun. A measuring cup? Yeah, they move around. Measuring spoons, measuring cup. Anybody else? There's a suspense killing you. Chris did a good job. Measuring spoons. Measuring cup. Bigger measuring cup. What do we do with these? Measure, yeah, measure what? Ingredients. Make a cake. You can make a cake with it. Sure. I missed that. What? Yeah, yeah, that's right. I have some of those in the garage. Yeah, it's not this cup. Yeah, I have several that I measure pesticides with. What's your favorite? Let's go this way. What's your favorite candy? If you can afford it now. Oh, Heath bars. Okay. Gummy bears. Caramels. Ooh. Dark chocolate. Whatever is dark chocolate. Okay. We have a setting up here, a big, big bowl of Heath bars. Or they have Heath bits, too, or mini bits or something. Those are kind of good. Heath bars, M&Ms, gummy bears, although they'd probably stick in these things. They're a little sticky, but they're fun. Dark chocolate. We had all that stuff, and we're going to share them, and we're going to measure them out to you with one of these things. Which one do you want to measure them out with? Well, of course, the bigger one. What fun would it be to, you can only get one gummy bear in this little, what is it, a quarter teaspoon, and that might not even fit. Anyway, think of these measuring cups as measuring the love that God has for us, okay? Which cup would that be in? The big one. Absolutely the big one. Again and again, not just one. This is a... This is a two-cup measure. Not just two cups of love, but cup after cup after cup after cup of love is measured out, poured out upon each and every one of us. And we'll take that, won't we? But not only does God pour out God's love on us, God asks us, expects us, if you will, to pour out that same love for everybody else. But unfortunately, sometimes we dish out that love with a quarter teaspoon rather than a two-cup measure. Sometimes it's hard to love others. Not everybody's so lovable all the time, but neither are we. But to remember that God's love poured out on us is what God expects of us to pour out on others. This is a good visual reminder of the love that God has for us that we are to share with each other in equal measure to God's love for us. Let's pray. God, you love us steadfastly. You might not always like what we do, but you love us steadfastly. You pour out your love in abundance, overflowing on each of us. We accept that love and we thank you for it. Help us remember to pour that love out on others that you have poured out on us in heaping measures. Amen. We are invited to pray.
all who have hurt someone else, and all who have been hurt by another. We are called to pray for hope, for healing, for mercy. We pray to the one who seeks to make us whole, whose will it is to restore us to new life. So join with me as we pray to the one who wishes to restore us to that new life, to whole life, as we pray together our prayer of confession. We do not find it easy to speak of how we do not live as your people, but you invite us to share our weaknesses and failures with you, inviting God. Tempted to think your salvation is for a select few, we put up barriers for others. Clinging to all you give to us, we are reluctant to share with those in need. Surrounded by evil and violence, we find it easier to close ranks with those just like us, rather than seeking peace and reconciliation for our world. Forgive us, salvation's God. Open our eyes to our sisters, brothers, and siblings all around us. Open our ears to the words of hope you speak to us. Open our spirits to the presence of Jesus, our Savior, who flings wide the open doors of your kingdom, that all might find life with you. Amen. Here is the good news, my friends. Jesus came searching for us, calling us by name, leading us into God's kingdom. In Jesus we become new people. Broken we are made whole. Lost we are found. Forsaken we are restored to new life. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the letter to the church in Colossae. It's not an authentic letter of Paul. It's thought to be one of maybe Paul's students or just somebody writing using Paul's name, which was common in that time. But we pick it up in the second chapter, verses 6 through 15, and some advice to the church in Colossae at that time. And to us today. So live in Christ Jesus in the same way as you received him. Be rooted and built up in him. Be established in faith and overflowing with thanksgiving, just as you were taught. See to it that nobody enslaves you with philosophy and foolish deception, which conform to human traditions and the way the world thinks and acts, rather than thinking and acting in the way that Jesus did. All the fullness of deity lives in Jesus' body, and you have been filled by him who is the head of every ruler and authority. You were also circumcised by him. This wasn't performed by human hands. The whole body was removed through this circumcision by him. You were buried with him through baptism and raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead because of the things you had done wrong and because your body wasn't circumcised, God made you alive with Jesus and forgave all the things you had done wrong. He destroyed the record of the debt we owed with its requirements that worked against us. He canceled it by nailing it to the cross. When he disarmed the rulers and authorities, he exposed them to public disgrace by leading them in a triumphal parade. Oh, those who are able, please stand as we join our voices in the affirmation of faith that's printed in your bulletin. We trust in God, Spirit of life, creator of all that is and all that is to come, who surrounds us and fills us, who speaks the word of life in us, and so we listen. We listen to Jesus, revealer of God, our brother and teacher, who lived in prayer and in love. Listening to God's voice and doing God's will, he gave his life in love. But God raised him to the life that is eternal, and so we follow him. We follow in the power of the Holy Spirit, God alive in us, for the sake of the healing of the world. We trust in the power of forgiveness, the reality of resurrection, the gift of the universal church as the body of Christ, and the mystery of eternal life. Amen. Our focus scripture for the morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 13. We've been in the 10th chapter of Luke for the last three Sundays. We finally get out of chapter 10, and now in chapter 11. Last week, Jesus was visiting Mary and Martha, and now he's moved on from that visit. And we pick the story up at that point with Jesus and his disciples. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus told them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, uphold the holiness of your name. Bring in your kingdom. Give us the bread we need for today. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who has wronged us. And don't lead us into temptation.' He also said to them, 'Imagine that one of you has a friend, and you go to that friend in the middle of the night. Imagine saying, 'Friend, loan me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' Imagine further that the friend answers him from within the house, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything.' I assure you, even if he wouldn't get up and help because of his friendship, he will get up and give his friend whatever he needs because of his friend's brashness. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. Whoever seeks finds. To everyone who knocks, the door is opened. Which parent among you would give a snake to your child if the child asked for a fish? If a child asked for an egg, what parent would give the child a scorpion? If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. Prayer, one of the foundational practices of a spiritual life. Some of the others: worship, study, service, all part of building a spiritual and faithful life as a disciple of Jesus. Now, the disciples had noticed that Jesus had been praying. We have many accounts in Scripture of Jesus praying, going off by himself. The communion, with the Last Supper with his disciples, he prayed to God, a prayer of thanksgiving, a table prayer, a table grace. So his disciples, noticing Jesus' prayer practices, wanted a little guide to kind of help pattern their prayers. "Teach us to pray, Jesus. Tell us how to do it." So he teaches them the Lord's Prayer. It's how we know it, or the prayer of our Savior. It has different names, different titles. It's a prayer that's repeated every Sunday in, I'll bet, every worship service around the world. It's a controversial prayer.
In this way, many a church fight has occurred within congregations, within denominations, within the church at large, about just exactly what are the right words? What should we be saying? Is it sins? Is it trespasses? Is it debts? The only other place the Lord's Prayer is found is in Matthew, and the words are different. It's a longer prayer. We say debts here. My previous call, they said debts as well. But I remember a conversation with one of the church members there, and when we do a funeral service or a wedding and the Lord's Prayer is included in that, I let folks say it in the way they knew it best. And this person said to me, "We shouldn't do that. This is our church. They should pray it the way that we pray it here." Forgetting that it's not the church's prayer, it's the Lord's Prayer. Not only are the words different, there are different versions, alternative versions, if you will. I printed a bunch off one time. I got 3 pages of them. Here's a couple. Here's one that from Eugene Peterson, The Message. Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. You're in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes, yes, yes. Or how about this one from Parker Palmer, who's a theologian and a teacher. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Mother, holy and blessed is your name. We pray for your reign of peace to come. We pray that your good will be done. Let heaven and earth become one. Give us this day the bread we need. Give it to those who have none. Let forgiveness flow like a river between us, from each one to each one. Lead us to holy innocence, beyond the evil of our days. Come swiftly, Mother, Father, come. For yours is the power and the glory and mercy. Forever your name is all in one. We have enough trouble with sins and trespasses and debts, let alone those, huh? If you stop to think about the prayer that Jesus is telling his disciples to pray, if you dig into it and look at it line by line, you will notice that the prayer is also an outline of how Jesus lived his life and how he patterned his ministry after it. So it is a controversial prayer. It's a risky prayer. It's a risky endeavor to pray the Lord's Prayer in a couple different ways. About a week ago, I was reading the Seal Speaking devotional for the day. I don't recall the author. But they were talking about prayer and talking about the ways that we pray. You know, we might pray in the morning. We might pray a dinner prayer. You know, maybe the same prayer every meal, right? A prayer before you go to sleep. You know, now I lay me down to sleep. They called those prayers, when we just repeat them out of memory, without really thinking about what we're praying for, comfort prayers. We know we're supposed to pray, so we say a comfort prayer. So, okay, we've checked that off the box. Now we can move on. I'm never going to think about some of those prayers in the same way. But it's also a radical prayer. Theologian and author John Dominic Crossan wrote a book about the radicality of the Lord's Prayer. If you really think about what we're praying about, it goes against everything that the world expects and teaches. You're number one, God. First and foremost in my life. May the world be like your world. May we adopt the practices that you practice.
with all our brothers and sisters. Give us our food, and may others be fed as well. Help us to forgive one another. That's what you expect of us. There's lots of siren calls to us in the world. God, help us to resist those. You are the all-powerful one. Your ways will prevail. All of those things Jesus exemplified in his life and calls us to exemplify as well. And it's not just an individual prayer. We might pray it individually. We pray it corporately on Sunday mornings. But it is also a corporate prayer because we don't pray that just for ourselves, but for everybody else in the world. Not just us, but all our brothers, sisters, and siblings. We pray that that might come about for each and every one of us. Many times we begin our prayers with, "Oh God." I kind of like what Jesus referred to later in that piece we shared together. Knock, knock. Knock, knock, God. Here I am. We're calling on you. And I have to admit that whenever I hear, "Oh God," and this is my own thing that was planted in my mind years ago. Dwayne Meyer used to be one of the associate conference ministers. And we were talking at a retreat about prayer. And he says he always wants to giggle when he hears somebody say, "Oh God," because he hears it like, "Oh God." Prayer. Prayers to God. Sometimes with the expectation of, just do this, God. But if prayed as a radical prayer, it's prayed with hope, with optimism, in faith, with conviction that what we are praying will come about. Maybe not immediately, but we keep praying it. We keep knocking. We keep praying it until it does come to pass. The entirety of the prayer. Oh, and one more thing. We have a part in it. Not just to pray it, but to assist God in making it happen so that God's vision of God's world might be completed. We've been taught to pray. May God help us to accomplish the prayers that we raise. Amen. Time for community prayers, the prayers that we lift up in this community of faith. Would you like to lift up in prayer this morning? Helen. That helps. Prayers of thanksgiving for Helen's sister Kathy's successful hip replacement surgery. And for her recovery. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Yes. Prayers for crop dusters. We've all seen them buzzing around. Sometimes I wonder about them. I've seen them land on gravel roads to refill. I've seen them fly. Personally, when we were farming, we had high-power tension lines going right through the middle of the farm, flying under those lines, or big climbing directly over them. It's amazing, and I wouldn't want any part of that. But we lift up prayers of thanksgiving for them and the work, the service that they do, and for their safety. Usually about a couple times a summer during spraying season, we hear of an accident or two. And so we lift them up in prayer. And also prayers for everybody that's had to work outside in this heat. It's just been brutal. So we have prayers of safety up for them. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Sandy. Wow. Prayers for Connie Farnham and family as they mourn the death. Well, and celebrate the life of her mom. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Phil. Well, on this final day of Sundance, we pray for the dancers. 4 days without food and water. We pray that they come out in good health
and that their prayers are answered or heard. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Nick.
For all the people of Gaza that are starving, needing medical supplies.
Prayers for the people in Gaza who are lacking medical attention, food, water, all the necessities of life. So we pray for them. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers for Kiri and Josh Anderson as they were married yesterday. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Continued prayers for Jenny as she recovers from her hospital stay and her fractured ankle. Pray that continues to go well. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Prayers also for Nancy Walker. Nancy's been in Good Sam now for about 3.5, going on 4 weeks. And she's doing really well. I'm pleased that when I visit with her. And she seems to be adjusting, and we pray that that continues. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. It's County Fair Week. There's some activities will begin today, but the parade, I guess that's the official start, is Tuesday. And it looks like, although the first couple of days, 3 days of this week are going to be kind of warm, that it's going to cool off for the end of the week. And that's good news for fairgoers and for exhibitors, etc. So we lift up all of those that are participating, doing something, volunteering at the fair. As we celebrate again at the county fair. God, out of your steadfast love and care for us. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's now present our morning offering. Please join with me in our prayer of dedication. Our God in glory, may the good gifts we bring of time, talent, and treasure be used and magnified for the benefit of your beloved. Thank you, Holy One, for enabling us to join in your kingdom come on earth. Amen. Our closing song, number 132. Thank you. go from this time of worship, guided by the Spirit who sends us out into the world to love as God has loved us, the God who has poured out God's love on each and every one of us in abundance. Share that love in abundance with all our brothers, sisters, and siblings. Go forth in peace, with joy, and in confidence that God goes with us always. Amen.